Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Carla Akers, who is the Care for Yourself Coordinator at Cass County Home Care. Good morning to you, Carla.
Good morning.
Carla, we have some good news for a lot of the women in the area, and it has to do with health screening. So let's talk about what screenings they might want to do. These are mostly prevention screenings, correct?
Yes, they are cancer prevention screenings and detection, of course. They include a woman's physical, which is a clinical breast exam, a pelvic exam, and a pap, and then also a mammogram.
Wow, that's a pretty good package there.
Yeah, it is, and it's very necessary.
Okay, so first of all, we probably should all think about, as a woman, have we had that done, or have we been putting it off, and all those kinds of things. And those screenings do come at different ages, depending on a person's risk. You want to talk a little bit about that, Carla? You know, who should really think about getting this done?
Well, our program really targets women 40 and over.
Okay.
A mammogram really isn't recommended until at least 40. If there's a woman finds that she has some breast issues, oftentimes we highly recommend the younger women first see their physician and get a clinical breast exam. And then possibly, if there is a lump or some other issues, they would probably start out with an ultrasound first in the younger women.
Okay, that's good to know. Rather than just jumping to the conclusion that everybody should do this, we need to kind of have some of that great information to know who this targets. And how do people participate in this? How do women get to do this?
Well, we do have some income guidelines. And also, we will serve women that are uninsured and underinsured. Now, I'd like to explain underinsured because some people don't really understand that. And that would include women that had insurance, but for some reason it didn't cover their screenings. For instance, they might have to pay a large copay, which they can't afford, so they put it off. Or it's part of their deductible, and they don't meet their deductible normally because they're pretty healthy, but they can't really afford their deductible either, so they put this life-saving screening off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I don't know a lot about insurance, Carla, but I know that some people carry insurance. It's basically just in case of a great emergency, a great cost, and doesn't cover these kinds of things.
Right, and there actually was a law passed that women's screenings would be covered, but there's a lot of loopholes and a lot of companies that are kind of grandfathered in right now. But if there's any question at all, if you've put off your screenings or you find that you have an issue, please call me because we'll talk about it and decide if you're qualified.
Okay, good point, Carla. How do they get a hold of you?
I have a direct line at Cass County Home Care, and that's 712-243-7443.
Okay, and if you don't, and we'll repeat that again, but if you don't remember it, then they could look up Cass County Home Care in the phone book and they can get it to you?
Could even call the hospital if they had to, and the hospital could direct them to my number. We have a pretty good working relationship there.
Okay.
And one thing I'd like to tell you, LaVon, is that these screenings are available right here, right in Atlantic, at our own Atlantic Medical Center and Cass County Memorial Hospital for the mammograms. So that's a positive thing.
If a person already has a family doctor, can that doctor do that, or does it have to be a certain doctor?
Nope, they can use their physician if they're at the Atlantic Medical Center. I do service 10 counties, so I do have some of these services available also in other areas, and we have a large amount of providers. I was just provided with a Coleman grant for 25 mammograms to be performed at Cass County Memorial Hospital. So we've correlated that with my program, and I'll tell you why we've done that, is so that I can kind of keep track of those women, and then I can remind them that their yearly services need to be continued, and that they have a resource for that instead of just a one-time shot.
Okay. And good point here. We're talking about, Atlantic, Cass County Hospital, et cetera, but that there are opportunities for people outside of this area, because you do cover those that larger area. So anybody listening, if they have a question, they should call you.
Yes, absolutely.
And give us that number one more time.
712-243-7443.
Okay, and that's at Cass County Home Care. And what's been your experience in the past? I know you've had some grants off and on. You've offered some of these kinds of things off and on. You know, what are kind of some of the responses from women?
I have a great response, and there's a great need in our area, and we're there to meet the needs of the women. We don't do a lot of advertising normally, because I have probably about 400 some women that I normally serve that have been on the program for several years, but over the years they've either gotten insurance, or they've moved away, or they've aged out, because at age 65 most people will get Medicare or Medicaid, and so they don't really need our services anymore. So I've kind of cleaned some of that up, and we've had more opportunity for slots to be able to put women in to be screened. And it's all very confidential. It's all very individualized. They can call me and talk to me and ask questions. Sometimes things begin happening to women that they don't understand, and they don't know who to talk to, or they're, you know, not really sure where to go from there. And that's the beauty of this program, is that we are able to give individualized attention.
And I know, Carla, that you know if there are other resources needed, other information, other people, and so on. You know those people. You know those resources.
Most generally, yes. I'm on the American Cancer Society board, and we have a lot of great local resources, from the loan closet to volunteers, if people are needing rides to get places. And we just have a great community that is willing to pitch in and help people, and we do have some great resources available.
Okay. You know, Carla, we're saying these are women's health screenings, and sometimes I think men and women act differently. Men, it's like, I'm kind of macho, I don't need to do this. But women, it's like, I got to take care of everybody else first. And maybe we need to rethink that.
Yes, there's many times when I've talked to women and they've put it off and put it off. They've got an elderly parent that needs their care, or they're working two jobs to make ends meet to provide for their families. And, yeah, women just are pulled in a lot of directions. That's what's so nice about, you know, having a local resource like this, so they don't have to travel somewhere far away, and they can, you know, get a quick into an appointment, and it's time effective.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So again, the age, what's the age that's targeted?
40.
40 to 65 or 64. Okay. Uh-huh. And now, this is March 1st, and I thought it was really important to talk to you today on March 1st, because...
Yes, we need to get these women screened by the end of March, so we only have a small window, and it does take a little bit of processing, so don't wait till the last minute. Call me right away, because, like I said, it takes a little bit to process, and then, of course, you know, to make your appointments and get in a timely fashion. It all takes just a little bit of time, so don't put it off.
Yes, let's get this done. It's March 1st, and March 30th is the end, the deadline. So, like you say, it's so easy to put off, but get it done now. Give Carla a call, and for the third time, I'm going to ask you to give that phone number.
712-243-7443, and if it's on the weekend and you happen to think of it, call and leave me a message with your name and your phone number, and I'll call you back.
All right. Good point there, Carla, because the weekend's coming up, so if you do this tomorrow, you can leave that message. We want to thank you very much, Carla Akers, who is the Care for Yourself Coordinator in Cass County Home Care. But if you can hear our voices, you know, and you have a question, call Carla. You don't have to be in Cass County necessarily to get some of these benefits. So give Carla a call, and we want to thank you very much, Carla Akers.
Thank you.
And until next time, remember, every woman needs to take care of herself first.